All good things must come to an end, and the World Cup is officially wrapped up here in North America, here in the United States. It was a wild ride when you consider how well the U.S. looked in this tournament, getting out of the group stage, you know, losing to Turkey in that last game of the group stage, but it didn't matter because they had already had enough points to move on. They move on, win a knockout game, and then fall to Belgium, but on the pitch, it was great. The games were fantastic. All of the periphery, all of the fans from around the world that were coming in and enjoying our country and talking so glowingly of the United States, I think was one of my favorite parts of this tournament.
That was the best part. And then when you have a business that opens, a soccer bar, so to speak, boy, the timing couldn't be better.
Timing couldn't have been better. And Keith Baldwin, the co-owner of the Regal Eagle, he did just that. Opened a soccer bar right before the World Cup. What a tournament, Keith.
Yeah, what a tournament. And it was great. The whole range of fans that came in, the storylines around the game, the games themselves, the big stars delivering. It was a pretty complete World Cup. Maybe not the greatest World Cup final we've ever seen, but definitely a deserved winner in Spain.
What was the atmosphere like at the Regal Eagle yesterday? Was it standing room only? Paint a kind of picture for us that we could see.
Yeah, the games have been great. A lot of them, a few of them, I've had to stand outside and say we're at capacity, which I feel bad doing because I want people to come in. But yeah, yesterday, We started getting so busy, and obviously we do have standing room, but the standing room became so busy, and I got to find that line between being a good experience for people in there and not being too crowded and then letting a certain amount of people in. But yes, we did have to cut off entrance just after kickoff yesterday.
It's great. And you mentioned the game yesterday. It was an odd one. I mean, Spain absolutely suffocated Argentina, and Lionel Messi was essentially a non-factor because they spent most of the time in that match in the offensive zone, did Spain. And it felt like to me like the dam was going to break at some point. And there's only so much you can do to keep them from scoring, but they had opportunity after opportunity, and finally they cashed in an extra time.
Yeah, I mean, Spain have had so much success because they play such a possession-based game. Their philosophy is if they have the ball, then it stops you doing something with the ball. And as a team defending that, it makes you very tired, especially in the 60th, 70th minute if you've been chasing shadows the whole game. And they'll just wear you down, and that's what they did. And Argentina played a bit of a cynical game. You know, it's fine to defend, but there was quite a few niggly fouls and late hits and Spain got the breakthrough eventually.
You know, Messi, one of the greatest players to ever step on the soccer field, seeing him in tears after the match was kind of emotional for fans and around the world. You think this was the final World Cup we'll see from Messi, or would you just never count him out?
I think he would want to probably go out on a high, and although they didn't win the final, this was a high for him. And that group and that Argentina needs a complete rebuild after this World Cup because They've built around Messi, and I think he knows he doesn't want to come back when he's 43. So they need to build a new identity without Messi now. And he did fantastic. And, yeah, I think he was just the realization that this is it as he was looking into the crowd.
England gets a win against France 6-4. That was a wild, wild game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was like just a big, fun pickup game with yeah. people down the park. You know, it was some great goals, and it could have been like 10-8 as well with the amount of chances missed. But yeah, it was a fun game. Still a bit sore about how we went out.
I was going to say, did you take any solace in how that game finished up?
No, absolutely no solace at all. It just showed how good our attacking players are and kind of the frustrations of the tactics the manager used in our semi-final. Because, yeah, I know France weren't defending fantastic the first half, but I feel if we had unleashed our attacking players more in that semi-final, we could have done a lot better instead of the decisions the manager made to go defensive.
I'm wondering what's next on the calendar, you know, at the Regal Eagle. You got the Premier League, the MLS, Champions League, and other leagues getting ready to kind of ramp up. Is there ever really an off season for soccer fans?
Not particularly. There's always something, and we're going to establish ourselves as we've already had a lot of people coming from the neighborhood, for non-soccer things. So we're more than just the soccer bar. But there's always things to show. We've got the Mexican League that's going on right now. We show some rugby, some different things out there as well. This is probably the in terms of soccer. There's not too much the next 2 weeks from Europe and other things, but then you're getting into mid-August and all those European leagues are kicking in. But we have the Mexican League that we're showing right now, and then there'll be lots of other things going on at the bar where you can just come in and hang out with friends, and we'll have some quiz nights and some DJs as well.
Oh,
cool.
Great.
Well, it's been great talking with you throughout this tournament. We're so happy that so many people are starting to get hip to the Riga Legal and
yes,
understanding what you guys are about. And like we said, great time for you to open a soccer bar, and continued success. We'll talk again down the road, Keith Baldwin. Thank you for all your time over the last couple of weeks.
Hey, thanks for all your support, and thanks to all our customers who've come in and made some amazing atmospheres, and I hope to see you guys in there soon as well.
Yeah,
absolutely,
no, Keith. No doubt about it.
Thank you, man.
Very cool.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. I got to tell you one of the other things, too. So,
okay.
The kids like to watch YouTube.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So, leading up to this game, Jake had found a YouTube video, and it was very obviously an AI-written and performed song.
Okay.
And it was about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
Okay, he plays for Portugal, obviously. Portugal got eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And he was crying after the game, very emotional, because it was his last World Cup.
Okay.
And so the song is like, Cristiano, you gave your heart to this team. You gave your soul to Portugal. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Right? And it's just like a montage of video of him scoring goals and his celebration and the whole thing, right? And it's like, we're going to miss you. And, it's ridiculous. So Jake loves this song.
He's all in.
It's like his new favorite song.
Okay.
And it's not even real.
Okay.
And
okay.
And so he's walking around the house singing it. And he's like, Cristiano. And he's hitting the high notes out of his mind. I don't have the heart to tell him it's not real. It's real to him.
Okay.
Away we go. So after the game, Messi, Argentina loses, and Jake's like, Messi's crying. He's crying.
They're going to make a song.
He goes, they're going to make a song. He's crying. And I'm like, dude, he's not crying. I'm watching. He's totally not crying.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, darn. Like, he's
like man. Wants
him to cry so that they can make a Messi song. And I said, Jake, what do you think the Messi song is going to sound like? And he's like, Lionel Messi, you gave your heart and soul. Like, this AI thing has gone on too far. It's too crazy. I got kids making songs out of nowhere.
Let him make a song. It won't be AI. Let him make his own song. He might be a songwriter.
Right. He's like, you gave your heart and soul to Argentina. It's very funny. Coming up on the other side, Jamie's got a new episode of the podcast out. We'll talk about that coming up on JR Morning.